was your attitude out there today, your approach to this game?
Well, I mean, for me personally, obviously, you know, a lot's made of it, nothing to play for, but, you know, I think it's the exact opposite. I think, you know, we only not playing for the playoffs, but jobs are on the line, pride, salary, whatever it is really that motivates you. But you know, for me personally, it's, you know, it's about pride, it's about being out there, you know, being at this level. You know, as I said earlier, it'll be the pinnacle of the game, and, you know, turning down opportunities and, you know, something that we definitely would want in this locker room. So, but I mean, nonetheless, you know, after a loss like that, you're probably still hurt, despite the number of injuries and whatever other excuses you like to make.
It's obviously very fresh. How will you look at this game this season? Is there any comparison?
I don't know. You know, I think more so than anything, I think what you're trying to look at is the finishing guys, you know. See if, you know, they're going to battle for you when you know, things are getting rough and when you know, you're considered to be out of it. So I think that's the biggest takeaway from this game that you'd like to see from a personal level, is between the game from, you know, who's out there competing no matter what the score is, no matter where you're at, as far as wins, losses as well.
Did you see the effort from everybody today that you wanted?
Well, you know, I'll strictly speak on the defense, and, we were out there competing. I felt like we did some good things. I think they had, you know, we shut down the run in the first half. I think they had like 8 runs. They had 2 big plays in the passing game, and, you know, they live and die on that. And, you know, then with the turnovers on the offensive end, you know, it was just an effort that, I mean, you hate to put out there, but we did. You know, this is that's the way we finished the season. But, you know, as far as the effort's concerned, yeah, I mean, I think he saw it. I think, you know, obviously the mounting injuries, it doesn't help when you got guys out there with very good experience. But for the most part, I would say, we were out there. We didn't, you know, lay down or anything.
Clay, you're getting pressure on the left-hand side. Mike Daniels is battling TJ, and he gets a sack. But then your offense goes 3-and-out. I mean, that's been the thing the last 7 games.
Yeah, I mean, it really has. And obviously, you know, when you lose Aaron, obviously you lose a great deal of the offense. But not only that as well, I mean, you don't take into account what it does when you're playing from ahead, or what it does when you flip the, you know, you can run certain plays and flip the field, you know, the possession, of, you know, where you're at. So there's so much more to having, you know, a guy like Aaron on the field. But, I mean, you're right. You know, with the turnovers that just, you know, kill you. Even last week, you look at Minnesota, I mean, we had opportunities to, you know, realistically be in that game in the fourth. And we held them to, you know, 13 points up until that last 2 minutes when they kicked another field goal. But, you know, we couldn't tell if, you know, throughout this, you know, rash of injuries, and especially there and being down. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's not enough. So, I mean, can you take some good things away from me? Yeah, but, you know, there's your success is based on wins and losses in this league. You know, we just didn't do enough.